Revision 1. Exercise E, page 160.
Hi, and welcome to Living Today. Joining me in the studio today is Kay Mearson, a member of Earth Refuge Community in Northern California, to tell us about what it is like to live in an intentional community. Welcome, Kay.
Thank you.
Let's start, Kay, by telling us exactly what is an intentional community.
Certainly. An intentional community is a group of people coming together in a place they create to live in a particular way. They share similar values and try to live by them.
I see. So what is your community, Earth Refuge, all about?
Well, we are a group of over 100 people of different ages, from a variety of backgrounds, that work together to live in harmony with nature. We are an eco-village. Our goal is to have an environmentally friendly lifestyle.
A noble idea, but how do you actually achieve that?
It's not as difficult as you think. We rely on solar energy and hydropower. We recycle our water. Everyone in the community works in certain essential areas, such as gardening. We also raise our own livestock and have eco-friendly businesses to raise income for the community.
Impressive. Does every member of the community have a job?
They all contribute to the community, if that's what you mean. Some members work in one of our businesses, such as carpentry. Others provide a service, like childcare or cooking. Everyone has a role in our community.
Does each member or family have their own house in your community?
Some do. We have a variety of housing types, from small cabins and homes to multi-family structures. They are all built with environmentally friendly materials, and some are completely self-sustainable. We call such houses earthships, as they leave no harmful impact on the environment.
Besides work, how do the members interact in the community?
It's a very supportive environment. We have lots of sporting and recreational events. There is a central lodge where we all meet to discuss and solve any problems that come up. Most of our social events happen there too.
Sounds like fun. What about the children in your community? What is life like for them?
They are very involved in the community. They help out with chores, take classes in skills such as woodwork, and are involved in a variety of sports. They also go to homeschools in different homes in the community, depending on their age.
How much contact does your community have with the outside world?
A lot. We encourage it. We have internet access. Many of our members travel. The children often go on educational trips. We even have tours and various workshops in the spring for visitors who come to the village to take part in.
Really? So what if someone wants to join your community? What do they have to do?
Well, it's a major change in lifestyle, so we want people to be sure before they make such an important decision. That's why we have a person try it out for a 6-month period as a resident before they leave their old life behind and move in. At the end of the 6 months, we discuss it with the person to see if it is the right decision for all of us.
Thank you, Kay. Your eco-village sounds like an ideal place to live, and it plays an important role in helping the environment.
Yes, we like to think so. Thank you.